It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy. Belleville firefighters were kept busy with yet another fire in the city's west end last night. On arrival, they noticed a visual fire in the attic from inside of the home and from the roof. The fire was quickly under control and contained to an attic space above one of the bedrooms in the home. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation until an Electrical Safety Authority investigator can arrive in the morning to assess the electrical distribution system. Loyalist College faced many challenges this semester, including a support staff strike at the beginning of the academic year. President Maureen Piercy spoke to 91X News about the challenges and what next year will bring. 91X reporter James Bowler has the story.
From the strike at the beginning of the year,
I was very proud of all of our staff, the respectful way in which we came through the strike and the way in which the team got back together when the strike was concluded.
To the tragic loss of Professors Kevin Sanson and Ruth Henderson.
You know, I think it makes us all feel very proud of Loyalist in the way in which we respected those colleagues that we lost.
And everything in between.
The largest positive triumph of the year was the on-time and on-budget completion of the Sustainable Skills, Life Sciences, and Technology Center.
Loyalist College has had a challenging but also very productive year. But what can we look forward to next year?
We've got an awful lot to look forward to, and I look at the Loyalist staff and student team, and I know we've got all the talent that we need to make these things happen, and we do that every year.
James Bowler, 91X News, Belleville.
'Tis the season for giving, but it's also a time for valuables to go missing. Chris Patterson is the detective staff sergeant with the Belleville Police.
This is the time of year when things get stolen from vehicles because we're all in a rush and we just rush our presents out to the car and then we go back in and we fill up again and forget that they're all exposed to the public eye.
Patterson advises the public to secure all personal values in the trunk of their car and lock it. If you witness a theft, contact the Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. Canadians will be sending 30 more MPs to the House of Commons in the next general election scheduled for 2015. The Senate has passed a seat redistribution bill that gives Canada's fastest-growing provinces more seats, bringing the number of MPs to 338 from 308. Ontario will get 15 more MPs, Alberta and British Columbia will each get 6 more, and Quebec 3 more. All at a cost of $19.3 million annually. The Liberals had argued that the number of seats should stay the same, but there should be a rebalancing of the ridings across the country. A Canadian sports doctor with a high-profile client list faces up to 18 months in prison when he is sentenced Friday for bringing unapproved and mislabeled drugs into the United States. Anthony Gallia of Toronto is scheduled to appear in the U.S. District Court in Buffalo. The healing specialist, who has helped Tiger Woods and other star athletes come back from injuries, pleaded guilty to a federal charge in July. Gallia wasn't licensed to practice in the United States when he made numerous trips across the border to treat athletes from 2007 to 2009. The former team doctor for the CFL's Toronto Argonauts was widely known for blood-spinning injury treatment, but prosecutors said some patients received human growth hormone, which is banned by major sports. His information to WikiLeaks caused an intelligence crisis for the U.S. government. Today, Bradley Manning gets his first day in court. Ann Compton has the details.
In a military courtroom on an Army intelligence post outside Washington, Bradley Manning will be seen in public for the first time in a year and a half, much of that spent in solitary confinement. He is charged with 37 counts for leaking classified intelligence to WikiLeaks, and Manning faces this first hearing to decide whether the case moves on to a full court-martial. Ann Compton, ABC News, The White House.
Montreal's Director of Public Health is recommending the creation of safe injection sites for addicts to shoot up under supervision. In a report released today, Dr. Richard Lessard proposes that safe injection centers be set up inside existing healthcare and community institutions. Lessard is also recommending the creation of a mobile team of nurses to be deployed in neighborhoods with the most needs. He says safe injection services are necessary to address the high death rate of intravenous drug addicts and elevated rates of hepatitis C and HIV. In October, Quebec's health minister gave the green light to these sites following a Supreme Court of Canada decision to keep the on-site safe injection clinic open in Vancouver. Quebec City is also looking at the possibility of opening safe injection centers. As we inch closer to Christmas, we still don't have any snow. Is it on the way? Harrison Perkins takes a look.
You wouldn't know it by looking outside that we're just over a week away from Christmas, but we are. People are trading their shovels for umbrellas this December. Students around Loyalist College say that snow on Christmas is a must.
I believe, overall, we're going to have a white Christmas. That's all I can say. It's going to be snow.
I think we need snow for Christmas. It's not as Christmassy. It doesn't feel like Christmas. One way or the other, come on, Mother Nature.
Jay Scotland is a weather specialist for CBC News Network. He says that when it comes to whether or not we will be seeing a white Christmas here in the Belleville area, at this point, it's too early to tell.
Looking on the ground now clearly does not look too promising for a white Christmas. Lots of grass and not a lot of snow. But looking well ahead into the future using forecast models, we do see that as we move towards the end of next week into the Christmas weekend, temperatures look to drop dramatically below freezing. And there is the possibility on a couple of occasions of seeing some precipitation. So with temperatures below freezing and precipitation falling, there is a chance we could see a few centimeters of accumulation just in time for Christmas morning.
Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 1204. Evan Cook has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Evan Cook with 91X Sports. As the year quickly comes to an end, Belleville Bulls forward Austin Brassard has had a year he will never forget. 91X's Logan Clough reports.
Brassard, out of the corner with a shot, scores! Seventh of the season for Austin Brassard!
18-year-old Austin Brassard has had a whirlwind of a year as 2011 quickly nears an end. The Bulls forward was slated to go in the early rounds of the NHL draft, only to see his stock drop, in part because of the Bulls scoring the league's fewest goals.
It was pretty frustrating. You know, I think if you get your head wrapped up in the rankings too much, it can, you know, affect your play.
June 24th was a day Brassard will never forget, as he was drafted by the Winnipeg Jets in the fifth round after he finished last season with 19 goals and 15 assists. Brassard had the opportunity to go to the Jets training camp prior to the Bulls season.
It's hard to describe. It's a lot of fun being on the ice with the big name guys like that and putting myself up against them and seeing how I did, and I felt I did pretty well.
Bulls assistant coach Jason Saprica says Brassard can be very creative with the puck.
That he needs to be very, very effective, really, from below the goal line in the offensive zone. His strength is puck protection. His strength is taking the puck to the net, and he can be very, very creative with it.
Austin Brassard was drafted 149th overall. Looking at the NHL draft history, players such as Jim Dowd, Rit Zombo, Marcus Kruger, and Nigel Dawes have been drafted 149th. Who are these players? Well, some of us may not know, but Brassard will work at his best to make a name for himself. Logan Clough, 91X Sports.
The East Division leading Trenton Golden Hawks have a big divisional matchup on their hands tonight when they host the third-place Wellington Dukes. The Golden Hawks come into the game having won their last six, while the Dukes have won just one of their last three. Puck drop is at 7:30. Five games on tap in the NHL tonight, including three Canadian teams in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs head down the QEW tonight to take on the Sabres in Buffalo. The Senators host the Penguins, and the Flames take on the red-hot Florida Panthers. A Penn State assistant football coach says he believes he saw former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky sexually molesting a boy. Mike McQuarrie testified today he believes what he saw in a Penn State locker room in 2002 was Sandusky involved with a young boy. He also says he reported it to former head coach Joe Paterno the next day and later talked to two administrators. And Barry Bonds faces the possibility of probation of up to 21 months in prison when sentenced today for his felony conviction of obstruction of justice. The 47-year-old Bonds was convicted in April of obstructing a grand jury's doping investigation with an evasive answer during a December 2003 court appearance. Prosecutors are asking for a prison sentence of 15 months because Bonds has never accepted responsibility for his actions. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light late this afternoon, temperature falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning, low minus 10. Saturday, sunny, high minus 6. Sunday, sunny, low minus 12, high 0. At 12:10, it's 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sean Macy with Evan Cook, News.